every drop of sweat that it takes to speak out and wonder, knowing how or when you've done that. We're sitting here, much stronger, all the wiser.
Songs by Uncle Tupelo. That was Punch Drunk. And we started things off with Gun. Both of those were from Still Feel Gone, released on, again, released on Rockville Records in on September 17th, 1991, recorded in June to July 1991. So, yeah, it was an interesting thing. And I apparently am lazy enough that I have to do a part two of Uncle Tupelo. So, sad to see that. But anyway, it's 1 minute past the hour. So, by the way, if you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us. I don't want to know. Yeah. What do we have here? Transfer rate is a 276. I'm getting a steady rate on the streams. So I don't know. If you want to join us in the IRC, you can join us at gamebird.ehhh.us, channel pound skyscanner. You can also join us on the web at thenextshow.com, replace the O with a zero. For playlists and show archives, the archives will be uploaded almost immediately after the show ends. The playlist will not be able to do it for about a day or so. You can also join us at lowbudgetreviews.com for low-budget DVD and Blu-ray reviews. Amazingly enough, you survived hour number three of this week's The Next Show. We'll be back with hour number four. Hour number four of the show featuring our tribute to Kim Shattuck, and we'll have that right after this.
Was that six last week?
The Next Show on Radio Free Digital.
I love you, Dish Nuts, because when we first started Tech TV in 1998, that was about the only people who could watch. Radio Free Dish Nuts. Leo Laporte, the tech guy.
This is RFD.
One red solo cup.
Red solo cup.
One slightly illegal transmitter. And one homebrew antenna. Live from Minneapolis, Minnesota, you're listening to Radio Free Solo Cup.
Do you need a promo for your show? Contact Byron Lee Productions. Amazing single track editing and eventual pinkish delivery.
This song is corny and trite.
I
couldn't look back in the face after what happened last night. And under our very noses.
Mind you, I don't think myself it's altogether the police's fault. What I mean is they have to wink at something. I mean, it's one thing to buy chocolates out of ours, but it's quite another to stick a knife into a gentleman. I must say, I feel the same way about that, too. A good, clean, honest whack over the head with a brick is one thing. There's something British about that. It's not right. I must say, that's what I think, and that's what I feel. Whatever the provocation, I could never use a knife. Now, mind you, a knife is a difficult thing to handle. I mean, any knife. Knife. Knife.
Alice, cut us a bit of bread, will you?
Knife. Knife.
Yeah, you ought to have been more careful. Might have cut somebody with that.
So, yeah. The next show, we're doing a truth in the Jim Jack show. We're doing a truth in the Jim Jack show. And so, when we left the Muffs, they'd signed a contract Muffs. They'd signed a contract with Rise Records. And that was a good record re-album. And that was a good re-album. And eventually, were dropped by Rise Records, and they signed on independent labels, and they signed on independent labels. This is before then. Here's the Muffs. Here's Outer Space. Muffs. Outer Space.
I know you're mad,
mm-hmm.
but